bet is magic.
And it's complete for the touchdown. For Bet, the rookie from Boomer. He grew up in Garfield, New Jersey, 10 minutes from Giants Stadium.
Absolutely unbelievable. You're talking about a kid who is just all heart.
Welcome to the Underdog Jets podcast with Wayne Krabet and Robbie Sabo.
And welcome back to the Underdog Jets podcast with Wayne Krabet and me, Jets X Factor, on this Monday after Championship Sunday. We'll kick it around. Wayne, no plan for today because, as you know, it's late January, Super Bowl season. Jets are not in the playoffs, so they're you know, mapping out the plan for this offseason. So we're just going to kick it around a little bit for everyone watching and listening. You want to ask Wayne any questions, do it on YouTube. And, you know, we'll see what Wayne has to think about Dan Campbell yesterday going for fourth down twice when he had field goals in his hip pocket.
Yeah. You know, he's a play to win kind of guy, and this is what he's done all year. It's nothing new. And it backfired, but what do you need to do? Man, I wanted to see someone new in the Super Bowl, but unfortunately just didn't happen. Same two teams, going to be exciting, but he's done a great job there. You know, I know when he played for the Giants, he's done a great job. And I think they'll get a chance to be back there for the next couple of years. They had a young team.
Yeah. Did you ever cross paths with Campbell? I mean, when did he start playing? I think it was around the same time you retired, actually. Yeah, now that I think about it.
Whenever you comment on someone, did I ever cross? It means they played after me. Everybody was talking after me.
Hey, I'm not one of these young Gen Z bucks. You see the hair, you know.
Matthias Simon said, "Wayne the man, hello to you and Dakota. Good to see you guys." In the comments as well. We talk about that, but you know, I'm trying to think of any new Jet news, and the biggest news we have is that we get a new running back coach, and we're thinking, what are we doing with an O-line coach? And I'm noticing a lot of mock drafts having us take a receiver with our first pick in the first round. What is the truth behind that, and who are we looking at?
Okay, so the new running backs coach is Tony Dews.
Yeah.
And the other news was they are interviewing Rob Moore, former receiver.
Is that right?
That is correct. That's the last I heard, which was 2 days ago.
Where's he coaching?
I don't know where he is right now. He also interviewed, let me see here.
You talk about Ron Moore that played for us in the Cardinals?
Yeah, Rob Moore. Yep. He caught balls for Boomer right before, I think he left the same year you came. Yeah. You guys just missed each other by 1 year.
Yeah, him leaving opened up a spot that I eventually took. And what I do remember about him, never met him, but he caught all those passes, 1,000 yards with no, with a cast on.
Yeah.
With a cast on his, I guess he had a broken wrist or a broken whatever. New York Jets hire
new running backs coach, which is Tony Dews, and interview Rob Moore, former Jets receiver.
Look at that uniform. You can't beat that.
How nice is that?
Wow. Tell me where Rob Moore's been.
His last stop was under Vrabel with Tennessee.
Okay.
And Dews, I'm sorry. Dews was a running backs coach and tight ends coach with Vrabel. Rob Moore, I don't know where Rob Moore's been. Was he with Tennessee too?
Played? I don't think he played there.
No. Coaching.
Wow. Who's the receiver coach right now? You're going to say, I'm going to be like.
Yeah, it's It's on the tip of my tongue. Let me.
I know Miles Austin got replaced because he had some issues. I know Hines Ward helped in camp the 1 year.
He's no longer here. Correct. They also have an assistant too. Really, a real Italian name. Oh no! Yeah, Zach Azzani. It's 7 years in the league. He's the wide receivers coach. You got Mac Brown as the offensive assistant. Keith Carter, who we're going to talk about. Keith Carter is the guy fans are clamoring for to get replaced. And it all boils down to negative comments. I mean, Breece Hall said something on social media, kind of digging at him. And that's not even his position coach. Yes, Keith Carter is the run game coordinator too, which it depends on the team, how influential the run game or pass game coordinator actually is.
Yeah.
But what is your thought here? I mean, to me, it's not a good sign that ex players are trashing him. Taylor Lewan was current players. Mekhi, Breece Hall said some stuff in social media. It's a bad sign, but at the same time, you kind of want fiery guys. If you have, you want a mix of that, and being a fiery guy is not necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah. You know what though? The problem is you're hearing all these negative comments and this and that, but no one's defending them and sticking up for them. That's the issue. So, if the common denominator is that person and no one likes them and no one respects them and no one wants them, maybe there's something there that they need. Oh yeah. Let me see this.
So you got Saleh obviously at the top. Brant Boyer, Hackett, and Ulbrich, the coordinators.
Did Ulbrich get any head coaching interviews?
I don't think he interviewed anywhere.
I want to give a shout out to Raheem Morris getting
the
head coaching job at Atlanta.
Yes.
He got the job with Tampa head coach.
Like 15 years ago already at this point.
He worked his way up quick. Wasn't successful, but proud of him, Hofstra. But he stuck around again. That'll let you know that the kid's really smart. Kid, he's a guy, man. Now, people appreciate him, want to play for him. But my Raheem Morris story, I think he came in when I was a senior. Good athlete, young kid, and I remember running like one-on-ones and stuff. And I was a senior, doing whatever I wanted out there.
Yep.
And he wanted to jump in line against me, and what you would expect happened. I laughed about it. He was like, oh, okay. I was like, yeah, that's, what's how it was going to be. And I followed him, Hofstra, he had a great career at Hofstra and worked his way up. And I'm so happy for him to get another opportunity. He deserves everything he gets because he's worked hard. I'm pretty happy for him.
So he played corner at Hofstra?
He played corner, yeah.
Okay, and he's not the tallest dude in the world either, right?
Nah, I mean, you say that, but he's average size, 5'9", 5'10".
I'm trying to decipher whether he'd be better on the boundary or in the slot. You know what I mean?
He wasn't, you look at Ray Mickens and Aaron Glenn, they're probably same size. I mean,
true.
Ray Mickens, Sticky Mickey was smaller.
Yeah, Ray Mickens was the perfect slot guy.
I don't know if people could see this. All right, Zach Azzani, 7 wide receiver. I don't know him. Let me look through here.
Yep. Yeah, Calabrese is still the quarterback's coach. You still got Todd Downing, who's the veteran QB guy, pass game coordinator. Keith Carter, O-line run game coordinator. Taylor Embree's now gone. Jets website, heads up. Maybe I'll shoot the PR team an email here. He's still on there. Basically, they don't want to make any changes until it's like official. That's how it really works.
Ricky Manning Jr., he was a corner, right?
DB for sure. I don't know
if Middleton is a tight end coach.
Yeah,
people love him. I know he's a good coach.
These two guys right here, Tony Oden. When you look at this team, how their DBs are coached is out of this world.
So 20 years experience.
Tony Oden and Marquand Manuel. DBs and safeties for Manuel, senior defensive assistant and cornerbacks for Oden. Those two guys are the top shelf for me with this staff.
And you look at the offense assistant fellowship and like the programs you put together. And, you know, a lot of those guys started, you know, Aaron Glenn started with those, Raheem Morris started with that. Zach Morris. Was that Saved by the Bell?
Yeah.
Kelly Kapowski, special teams assistant. This is cool. These are the kind of guys that, you know, great minds, great players that work their way up. And you see it all over the league. Wow. Yeah. They got some good young coaches and assistants. Pretty cool.
And speaking of Aaron Glenn, defensive coordinator for Detroit, how about that loss? I mean, Dan Campbell, Wayne, they shot out to a huge lead. They're up 17 at half. San Fran kicks a field goal, so it's 14. They drive the ball down the field yet again, just running all over San Fran. It's 4th and 3. If you kick the field goal, I think it's a 45 or 48 yard field goal. I don't know which one is which.
Inside, right? Indoors, there were?
No, it was outdoors.
But in San Fran.
They were in San Fran, but it was ideal.
Either way, it's nice, you know.
Yeah. It was ideal situation. Like, no worries for the outdoors.
Yeah.
How do you not go for 3 there and go up 17? I get it. They've been aggressive all year. And the analytics says go for it. It's like right on the fringe to go for it on 4th and 3. But I got a huge problem with relying on analytics because it doesn't
–
if it works that well, you don't need humans. People in analytics say momentum doesn't matter. It's not a real thing.
Yeah.
But that's not true. Yeah. That's not true because people are influenced by emotion. And if you go up – the chance to go up 3 possessions there is huge. And they don't – turn it over, and then the big Ayuk fluky play down the field happens, and then the rest is history.
Yeah, you it's a feel. It's a feel thing.
It is.
How's the team going? How good is your defense playing? Are you more like, I mean, how's the offense going? Can they not stop, like, this specific play or this and that? Or you have a perfect play for that situation? Do you got to take as many points as possible? You know what? He's going to regret it. Because he had a chance to make it to the Super Bowl. And like I said, he did it all year, but circumstances were different. There was more at stake. I didn't see the game. I saw, like, you know, the news on it and decisions he made. Yeah. So I can't, like.
Let me paint the next one for you, right?
Yeah.
So they give up the lead. They're down 3 with, like, 6 minutes left, 7 minutes left. They're driving. They get right into field goal range, 48-yarder. Another 4th and 3, 4th and 3 or 4th and 4, something around there.
Yeah.
A field goal ties it up in the fourth quarter with 6 or 7 minutes left. He goes for it again.
Yeah.
Like, how do you do that? Like, it, crazy enough, the first one I think was even more egregious because they were lifeless. The stadium was lifeless. The team was lifeless, the Niners. So doing just getting the 3 possession lead, I think that was bigger, but still, you got to take. It's an analytics thing.
This Niners offense, I know they have McCaffrey and Debo and quarterback Purdy's done a great job, but this isn't the, you know, prime Patriots or prime this where you're like, you know what, we got to go for the win because we're not going to stop them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, you know, tie the game, let your defense play. Because back then it's like you knew whoever had the ball last was going to win if it was the Patriots. Niners aren't that offense.
So no, and they're not a come-from-behind team, like you're saying. Yeah.
So, Dakota said, what teams did I dislike most in the division? Buffalo. Mm. Buffalo. Dolphins. can you post that? Put that up there. You see that?
Buffalo.
Dolphins or Pat Craps. Which one did I dislike? I didn't dislike any of them. I loved playing at those stadiums. The only thing I hate about Buffalo is it's just crappy weather. The fans, you know, are kind of brutal. But that's, you know, in New England too. But if I always say if I would have played Buffalo, Dolphins, and Patriots, just those 3 teams my whole career, I would have been a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
I know I played them twice a year, but. Yeah, I love playing against them.
I feel like, without knowing the stats, I feel like you had the most success against Miami.
Oh, yeah. like Surtain and like I wasn't a Maz
Madison.
Surtain. Oh my god, I used to eat him up, man.
Yeah, yeah. New England, you were good in New England too, in Foxborough.
Yeah, New England.
Yeah.
Those battles with, you know, Ty Lowe and those guys, and in Buffalo, they brought in Winfield, Antoine Winfield. Yes. His son's playing now to cover me. I remember Ted Cottrell, defense coordinator. He's like, we brought him in to cover you twice a year.
Yeah, and then he went to coach you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, so I didn't mind any of them.
I think I hate the Patriots the most. The Dolphins are no doubt the Jets' biggest rival. Like, there's no question. I think that's still true. But the Patriots I hate most because of the, you know, last 25 years. And Buffalo probably the least because they've been the least threatening, I think. Not recently, but over the course of last three, four decades.
Yeah.
What else we got here?
Oh, so they're talking about this Rome Adunze, whatever his name, the receiver from Washington.
Yeah, yep, Adunze.
You know, they talk about other guys, you know, and we're looking at, you know, all the O-linemen, Fasciano. There's, I guess, three top tackles. We're looking for a tackle and not a guard, more importantly, right? We're looking for a left tackle.
Probably
primarily, or like a guard or a center, you know.
I think all of them are on the table, especially in free agency draft. The first pick is going to be tackle because there's just no guards up there. So number 10 tackle, I'd expect an interior guy later in the draft, in the middle of the draft. And then free agency, I think it can go both ways. It depends on who you attract. If you attract a veteran guard who you really like.
Yeah.
Then maybe move AVT to right tackle and just keep him there forever. But the one thing they're not going to do is move him back and forth. I think they already said that. Either it's guard or tackle, and then that's it.
Yeah. David made a comment. It said, I'm afraid to select a QB in day two or three. Don't want Hackett in the same area code as a young project. Thoughts, Wayne? Yeah, I don't. They actually showed us, like, looking into – a younger guy, not a project or anything, you know, to come in and learn maybe towards the end. But, you know, I think for our two, you know, if Zach's gone, you're looking at, you know, bringing in a guy that can come in, you know, like the Flacco, the Dobbs, the Brissett. Yep.
Teddy Bridgewater. Here are the names. Teddy Bridgewater, Tyrod Taylor, Minshew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you want to bring a third guy in, inexpensive or – you know, it's, you know, I don't mind the young quarterback being around the Hackett, you know, because he's going to be around Rodgers, I think. But I think they're more going to go with just a cheap one-year contract with that.
I think so, too. And they could draft a young quarterback, but they don't have to. I mean, you don't always have to – fans get into trouble here. You don't always have to have the next decade planned out. You know, when the time comes, you could find a guy, usually.
I'm sure you have your next year, maybe 3-5 year plan, but you're not looking, you know, much further than that down the road. All right, Michael.
Yeah.
Piper Jr., get Ridley to the receiver and left tackle Smith.
Yep, Tyron
of
Smith.
Dallas. He's, those guys, you know, from that line, solid. I mean, we can completely look at, like I said, three new guys starting on the, you know, we've been looking at five, six new guys in the first and second, you know, line.
Oh, yeah, Wayne, you're cutting out. Your internet's cutting out a little bit. Is someone using a hotspot in the house?
Probably the little guy. Did it just start?
Yeah, like a minute ago. You're okay now, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're okay now.
Okay.
Yeah, who was that commented? If it happens again, let us know. I think you should be good. Michael Piper Jr., get Ridley as number two and Tyron Smith of Dallas. This is the big hot name right now. Couple reports. Yeah, they're saying better now with the internet. Calvin Ridley is going to be a free agent. The reports are because the Jets were in on him reportedly 2 years ago, before he got suspended for the gambling. And I think before the mental break, the mental health break he took, people are speculating that the Jets are going to be on in on him again this year. So yeah. I don't know if there's truth to it. It would make sense, but I'd prefer a bigger body outside. I know Ridley's not a small dude. I'd prefer an Evans or, you know, a Pittman or someone like that, but I could live with Ridley for sure.
Got to. Yeah, he's talented. He runs great routes. I don't know if you ever watched some of the film on him.
Yeah, he does. That's his number one deal. Like, he's a smart, smart route runner.
Jim, I like giving people shout-outs. Maloro, need to get back to the Nick and Brick days. I thought we had that with Tucker and Becton. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Didn't come in together, but Nick and Brick, it's hard to find those guys that could play for a decade and, you know, play at a pro level, you know?
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, talent-wise, they do have that. It's just they got to stay on the field. I mean, that's the killer, really. Mel Kiper came out with his first mock draft, so let's go over it real quick. Can you see this?
Yeah. Hey, everybody, so Bears, let me know if I'm coming in clear. If there's any issues, I think it looks like I'm fine to close some windows that someone recommended.
Yeah. Yeah. Snowball, good shout out. Yeah, I think you're pretty good.
Yeah.
Caleb Williams, 1 to the Bears. Jaden Daniels, 2 to the Washington, who is shooting up the boards. Drake May, 3, New England. Let me see. Arizona's going to love it if Harrison falls to 4. Brock Bowers to 5 to Los Angeles. That's key for Jets fans, for the Jets. Hopefully Bowers goes before 10. You don't want him falling. Malik Nabers, Giants, all Tennessee, that's the guy I still want. Atlanta, Dallas Turner, edge. I think he's an edge guy, edge linebacker. Actually, I'm not sure. He might not be a pass rush guy. Roma Dunze, Washington, and then Olu Fashanu, Mel Kiper, his first mock going to the Jets, the Penn State tackle.
Yeah. Not saying there's a chance of people busting, but it sounds like these top three tackles, at least him and all are, you know, they're going to play in this league a long time. You know what I mean? There's not a lot of questions. I don't know. You know, Becton, they were saying he was big and this and that, and not saying he's a, you know, it just seems these guys are more solid and, like, you know,
reliable.
Can't miss guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
We got to.
J Dubs, thanks for the super chat. Tippmann at right guard, AVT at right tackle, and a veteran center. I only suggest that because Aaron wanted a veteran center. I mean, hey, the one good thing about this O-line, and it is a really good thing, it's versatile. I mean, Tippmann's played guard and center as a rookie. AVT could play any position, so it could work this way. It absolutely can.
But that's the right side. I mean, we need someone on the backside. Who are those two guys? Where's McGovern? Is he still there?
McGovern's a free agent.
Okay.
So they could bring him back as a body. Becton's a free agent. And people are still sleeping on Becton. I mean, the odds are good that he doesn't return and someone else takes a chance at him because he's that talented. But with his relationship with Aaron Rodgers, I could see him coming back on a one-year prove-it deal as one of 10, you know, having that body. He's got Lakin Tomlinson at left guard. And if you can't, Lakin, I figure like this, if you could attract enough guys in free agency, you can cut them and save $10, $11 million, whatever it is. If you can't attract those guys, you know, you're going to keep them around.
Hey, this could be not something. What is there a chance that we move back to collect more picks?
Yeah,
and still get someone we want.
I think so.
A whisper of that.
I think there's a really good chance because the Jets don't have a second round pick right now because the Rodgers deal. But in terms of like identifying who that guy would be if you trade down, I have no clue. I mean, for those listening, throw some suggestions out. But it would be maybe J.C. Latham, Alabama tackle. Where is he going right now? You know, mid first round, maybe 20. I don't know how so much is going to change from now until the draft in terms of this, the way it looks. But yeah, I think it's a good chance.
Two comments. New York Jets super fan, Wayne, what's takes longer, quarterback QB chemistry or O-line chemistry? Can we change three O-linemen and be ready next year? The linemen, you know, it's different because they could just get together and run together. It's repetition with them and knowing when to cover, you know, your when to help and who needs help. But with different times, the lineman thing, that takes time. The QB receiver, I mean, this is something we could, you know, I used to get together, you know, with Vinny, and I used to go to Madison High School with Neil O'Donnell. You can get the chemistry and run the routes just over and over and get a DB or, you know, one-on-ones over and over before and after practice. I would think it's a little harder with a lineman than a QB receiver.
You're probably right, too, because think about it like this. Linemen are five in one little space.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you got to be in unison. And whoever asked that question, listen, it's not like they had chemistry this year. You know, how many different starting lineups that they had, did they have? So whatever the situation is, they're going to be starting from scratch.
Here's another one. GVH, did Odell just play his way to the Jets on a more reasonable contract, or is he just a name now? I do not want Odell.
God, I hope not.
I was waiting for you to say. $15 million to he didn't do much. I mean, he's still, you know, he's more of a name than a one or two right now. You know, he could have been, you know, a Hall of Fame guy. Actually, you know, injuries. He talked himself out of a couple different franchises. But no, I don't want him. I don't respect him, but, you know, I think he's one of the worst things to happen as far as that catch versus Dallas, as I feel Stephen Curry being so good as three-pointers is for young kids. Yes. Because everybody wants to shoot only threes. You know, I coach my kids' rec team. All they want to do is shoot threes. And every kid playing flag or tackle wants to just catch from one with one hand because of Odell. Great players, great plays, but it's just like – it's only one hand to catch and three pointers now. And it's because of him and Steph Curry.
Hey, I wrote something a long time ago for my first site, and it was something like the catch was the best thing to bring OBJ to mainstream status, but it was the worst thing for his career long term. Yeah. Hey, like it just, folks, he hasn't made the Pro Bowl since Obama was president.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way. I was ready to light my hair on fire when I heard that the Jets were dangling money in front of him this past offseason.
Good on him. Good on him. The career he's had, and it's probably going to continue because there's always a chance that he's going to take a, you know, a 3-yard slant route, 70 yards. Yeah. And that's exciting. That's exciting for, you know, a coordinator and this and that. So that's always there. Because of that, he's always going to have people looking at him. He won't go to training camp. He'll sign after camp. He doesn't want to be at camp. He'll contribute. You know, he didn't show up in the big games, but, you know, good for him, you know?
Yeah, he's trying to hop onto teams. That's his pattern now. Try to hop onto good teams to try to get more championships.
I mean, that's what Dalvin Cook did this year. He won from us.
Yeah.
Then he went to Baltimore, right? Did he get a play? Did he get any?
I don't think he got a carry or two in the divisional round, not yesterday. Michael Piper Jr. again, this will be the first year of having Rodgers in free agency, in his first free agency. So let's see how he attracts free agents. It's a good point, especially because, listen, say what you want. The perception's out there. You know, people think the MetLife Stadium turf stinks, whether it's true or not. The taxes in Jersey stink. So the Jets, Giants, other teams are put in bad situations against other clubs in free agency.
I do agree how attractive, you know, the complex and, you know, going forward, the young talent,
the leadership,
great owner, leadership, all that's there. But if it comes down to the factor of, you know, does your family, do you want to live in New York, New Jersey, and the taxes and, you know, like you said, the condition of the field, or some people are from, you know, the Midwest or wherever, where it's not as like, you know, it's a little slower. Do people want to be here? That could be a factor. And certainly the taxes, if you're making, you know, $60, $70, $80 million, think about how much money you're losing taxes.
Yeah. Afram, and we got a couple minutes left, so get your final questions in. Afram says, if the Jets solidify this line through a free agency, do they draft tight ends, Brock Bowers from Georgia, if he's there at 10, since it's a win now season? I mean, I like the idea of Bowers. I find it very difficult they'll solidify the line through free agency, because half these teams aren't even going to get to free agency. And then, you know, 1% you could attract. It's very difficult.
Gotcha.
What do you think about a tight end, Wayne, at number 10?
I don't. That Bowers kid is special.
He is. He for sure is.
For this offense, I mean, the guys we have, you know, Rucker, we'll see what he is. You know, he's a more athletic guy than Conklin and Zuma. I'm trying to think. The tight ends that Rodgers had, you know, Richard Rodgers was, who did he have in Green Bay that was special? I don't remember him having a really special tight end. No one stands out.
That's a great question. I think there was one or two guys. I'm sure someone in the comments.
Really athletic. I mean, back to like Sterling Sharp. Was he a tight end or a receiver?
You know what's funny?
Shannon was a tight end.
Shannon was the tight end. Sterling was the receiver, but Sterling was a big boy as a receiver. Like, he was.
So Aaron's never had a like truly athletic, you know, stretch the field. So I don't know if that's a necessity to have a guy like Bowers. It'd be nice, but more you need a number two receiver than a tight end like Bowers.
Yeah, most of their guys. He had Jared Cook for a little bit, I think. Most of their guys, Bubba Franks, Mark Chimura, were Favre for the most part. Listen, can the Jets use a Bowers type, like a Kelce type, like a legit vertical threat tight end? 100%. But to take a guy like that at 10, he has to be otherworldly, because tight ends and receivers are so deep in every draft. So to take a guy that high, he has to be can't miss, like without a doubt.
All right. I think we've covered everything. So now it's good to do a show and talk about this stuff. We certainly should get on next week. Thanks for the comments and the questions to direct what you want us to talk about. Obviously, like and subscribe and all that stuff. Yes. And I said last week, the content's going to continue on Jets X Factor, you know, daily. So make sure you guys come back to it. And we can always talk about, you know, what is written during the week, the following week. So, you know, keep your questions ready. And you can always comment and send questions in, you know, prior to the podcast.
Yep. Just use the contact us page on jetsxfactor.com. Sign up using discount code 80, and new site coming. I'm working on it hard. Almost get maybe a week or two remaining before the new redesigned JetX site is unveiled. So we'll check it out together on this show too. Super Bowl, what, in 2 weeks? Yeah. A week or two after that, the offseason really gets rolling, the new league year. So we're almost there.
So we're going to hear the next 13 and a half days about Taylor Swift. And then we're going to not hear that after the Niners win.
Who's going to win? Niners?
Yeah, I'd like, you know, I like, I root for the Niners.
You got the Niners right now? See, I'm on the Chiefs right now.
You asked me who I'm rooting for.
No. Who's your bet? Like, who would you pick to win in a pickup?
I'm rooting, and I think the Niners will win. You know what I mean?
Ooh, all right. We might have to do a wager, a friendly wager, in a week or so. We'll see you next week.
All right, man.
All right, guys. We'll catch you later.